This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
I'm Alex Chadwick. You may not have heard about Henry Nicholas if federal prosecutors had just charged the Broadcom founder with securities fraud. We're used to stories of financial falderal by now.
No, it wasn't until we learned the indictment also included drugging business associates, hiring prostitutes, and running a cocaine warehouse that the former CEO made headlines. Nicholas's defense attorney says he is innocent on all counts. And joining us now is Mark Marimont at the Wall Street Journal. He's been covering this story. And Mark, he's charged with corporate crimes as well as these more salacious allegations.
Oh, yes. He's perhaps the most prominent of about two dozen executives across the country to face criminal charges in a broader investigation into illegal backdating of stock options.
Now, this illegal backdating of stock options, this isn't a new accusation. And in fact, the company paid a fine, right?
Yes. So the company has already admitted that its executives had backdated stock options to make them more valuable for employees. And it took extra charges of $2.2 billion last year. It's one of the biggest financial restatements in the wider backdating scandal.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Broadcom. This was an internet darling back in the 90s. It's a huge company, right?
Very large, very successful. Mr. Nicholas was one of the co-founders, and in the late 90s, early 2000, when the stock market was going wild, was worth many, many billions of dollars.
Billions.
He's still a billionaire a couple times over.
And this company, from what I understand, makes chips that go into things like iPods?
Yes, a very successful maker of specialized computer chips.
Okay, so now let's get to the salacious allegations. What is he being charged with?
Essentially, the prosecutors have painted a picture of a billionaire technology executive out of control, buying and intending to distribute and distributing cocaine, ecstasy, methamphetamine. There's an allegation in here that he supposedly used ecstasy to spike the drinks of technology executives and Broadcom customers. In one incident cited in the indictment, he supposedly did just that to a, quote, technology executive in New Orleans in the year 2000. They don't name the technology executive. There's another charge in there that I hadn't heard before about a private plane flight from Orange County to Las Vegas in 2001, where the marijuana smoke was so thick that the pilot had to strap on his oxygen mask. So obviously things were a little bit out of control
with
federal prosecutors, it'd be believed.
So trafficking in drugs? He was actually a drug dealer is what they're alleging?
The allegation is that he was distributing these drugs. I don't think that there's a serious charge that he was, you know, selling it, but rather that he was distributing it to others, buying it for himself and distributing it at parties and that sort of thing. So there was one allegation that he was keeping an underground grotto at his home in Orange County, California, and a similar kind of party venue at a nearby warehouse space that he rented. And one of the allegations is that at a Super Bowl party in 2001, he caused 225-odd tablets of ecstasy to be distributed. It must have been some party.
Yeah. So how could he have gotten away with this crazy high-flying lifestyle, if indeed these charges are true, for so long? I mean, this is 10 years or more.
Yeah, well, he was supposedly started around 1999 when the company stock was riding high, but he was a very hard-driving guy, but he was also known for being kind of a party animal, lavish lifestyle, expensive cars, calling company meetings at 4 in the morning. That sort of thing. It sort of, you know, was part of his persona.
Mark Marimont is senior editor with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Madeline.